is this?
She said.
The muse?
No Sybil, even, since she fails to guess the cause which taxed you with this visit, madam.
Oh, well, naturally, you think I've come here as the lion hunters go to deserts to secure you with a trap for exhibition in my drawing room. Not in the least. Roar softly at me. I am frivolous. And at your mercy. I think you have a cousin, Romney Lee.
You bring word from him?
I bring word from him. But first, you're not in love with him.
You are frank in putting questions, madam. I love my relative relatively. No more.
I guessed as much. Yes, I am frank. You stand outside, you artist women. You starve your hearts to make your heads. So run the old traditions of you. I will therefore speak without fear. I love Romney Lee. My first husband left me young, pretty enough, and rich enough. I am mad to love Romney. I have not come here without a struggle. I have so many accomplishments. But love. We eat of love and do as vile a thing as if we ate garlic. Then whatever else we eat tastes uniformly acrid till your peach tastes like an onion. Dear, be kind with me. Let us two be friends. I'm a mere woman, the more weak, perhaps, through being so proud. You're better. As for him, he's best. Indeed, he builds his goodness up so high that it topples down to the other side and makes a sort of badness. There. That's the worst I have to say about your cousin. And here's the point we come to.
Pardon me, Lady Waldemar, but the point's the thing we never come to.
Caustic. Insolent. I like you. And now, my lioness, help Androcles for all your roaring. Help me. He'll fall into the pit, and I will lose him. And he will be lost when he's married to a girl of doubtful life.
Married?
Oh, you're moved at last. He has been mad. You must know your cousin. If you do not starve or sin, you're nothing to him.
You speak too bitterly for the literal truth.
Truth is bitter. Had I any chance with Romney, I, Lady Waldemar, who have never committed a felony?
You jest.
As martyrs jest, my dear, upon the axe which kills them. Yesterday I said to him, I can scarce admit the cogency of a marriage where you do not love except the class. Yet marry, and throw your name down into the gutter as a fire escape for future generations. I imagine even your kin Aurora would conceive this act less sacrifice than fantasy. At which he grew so pale to the lips that I knew I had touched him.
Do you know her?
Yes, I said, and lied. But truly, we all know you by your books. And so I offer to take you to see this miracle, this seamstress upon whose finger exquisitely pricked by 100 needles we are to hang the tie between class and class next week. He promised to put off his marriage long enough for you to meet his betrothed.
How this serves your ends, I cannot see.
Then, despite Aurora, that most radiant morning name, you're as dull as any London afternoon. Be good to me, Aurora. Scorn me less. I have kept the iron rule of womanly reserve and wept a week before I came here. Come and see the girl.
Who tells you he wants a wife to love? He gets a horse to use, not love, I think. There's work for wives as well, and after straw, when men are liberal. For myself, you err in supposing me able to break this match. I could not. I love love. Truth's no cleaner thing than love. I comprehend a love so fiery hot it burns through veils, will burn through masks, and shrivel up treachery. No. Go to the opera. Your love is curable.